Lindsay Bachman won this year's Regional Teacher of the Year Award, and right now we have her on the phone. We're going to ask her a couple questions about what it feels like to be the recipient of this award. So I suppose we'll just get right into it. Lindsay, how does it feel to be recognized in this way?
Being recognized in this way is truly humbling. I am completely honored to be named Region Teacher of the Year. It's something that, as a teacher, you know, you make goals for yourself in education and to continue to grow in your education and wanting to grow as an educator, but you don't really think about winning any awards or anything like this because every day I think is really rewarding in this profession. So being acknowledged in this type of way is so exciting and overwhelming at the same time. And I'm very excited to represent our town, our school, and our region in the state competition.
Now, for those of us who don't know what it feels like to be a teacher, could you shed some light on what these experiences of being a teacher have been like for you? Because honestly, it's one of the most important jobs a person can have. And as this award, being the recipient of this award, is a great accomplishment, I think teachers like yourself deserve so much more recognition. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've been teaching for 12 years, and I grew up in Mobridge, and 11 of my 12 years in education have been at the Mobridge Public School District, and I absolutely love Mobridge. I am from Mobridge. Like I said, I grew up here. I have a passion for our town and what it is like being a Tiger, and so I've really brought that into my classroom. Our kids, they are seriously the best kids in the world. The students I've had in the last 11 years, I still see some of them in high school, and they're amazing. We have really great kids in our community, in our district, and it's been an awesome teaching experience working in our district. Our school administration, they're very supportive. Dr. Frederick has provided us with a lot of professional development opportunities to be able to grow in our education. So I feel the support from our admin. I love our students. The families in Mobridge are great. They are so supportive. They are always willing to come into the classroom, you know, when we ask or wanting to be a part of their children's education. So I really enjoy Mobridge. I obviously see myself here forever. And it's been such a great experience, and I've loved every minute of it.
Okay, so here's one that I'm sure you've been asked a million times, but what is your favorite part about being a teacher?
Honestly, my favorite part is just the interaction with the kids, building those relationships with them and seeing their growth from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And I truly love being able to see them every morning come in with a smile on their face and know that they feel safe in my classroom and they feel heard and they want to be here. And that's something that I strive for, you know, much more than the academic side of education. And obviously that's important too, but I really want that class family atmosphere, and that's what I strive for, and that's my favorite part of teaching. You know, we have good class size numbers here that you can get that feeling, and you feel that with your class, and it's a very great feeling to have with your students, and I would say that's definitely one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, definitely. Well, in our short little phone call here, I definitely see the reason you got Teacher of the Year. I guess the last question I want to ask you is, what would you say to those considering a career in education?
If you're considering a career in education, that just goes to show that you are a person that wants to try it out and wants to be around kids. And what better way than to just do it, just jump in. And don't be afraid. I've done a lot of mentoring, and something I always tell new teachers is don't hold back. And if you feel that it's the right thing, then do it. You don't have to know everything. You know, when I was in school, I was not a very good reader. I hated reading class. I did not come from a family of educators. My family is very supportive, but not many of them are educators at all. And what truly made me an educator is because I love the school system and I love being around kids. And so I just want other kids or other students to know, or college students, whoever listening, that it's okay to not know everything. Teachers don't know everything. We are not the smartest people in the world. You don't need to know every answer that you're asking,
right?
You know, and so I just want them to know, like, if you're thinking about it, then a part of you truly wants to do it and to experience that and to jump into it, because it's the most rewarding profession out there, and it's just unimaginable. I love it.
Definitely. That's an amazing answer. So I guess, is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners to know about this whole deal?
No, I just, like I said, I'm very happy to be a part of this experience. I think it's amazing that we, our state recognizes teachers in this way. I think we need to do more of it, and not just at the state level. I think teachers need to be recognized every day, and so do, I mean, a lot of professions do. But I see a lot of very hardworking teachers in our district, and I was recognized as the Teacher of the Year, and I see so many teachers here that are worthy, if not more worthy, of the title than me, and I just hope we continue to support each other and build each other up and recognize one another, so...
Okay, well, that was so awesome. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to do this little phone call with me. And again, congratulations. We wish you the best. And thank you once again for doing this for me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That was Lindsay Bachman, Regional Teacher of the Year Award winner. And I just want to say thank you to her again for getting on this phone call with me. It means so much. And I'll see you next time.